Getting on to where we are now in our process, we've been in rehearsal for 2 weeks in Sheffield. We've got 4 more weeks to go before the theatre version of this show opens. 2 weeks in is always an interesting place. We devise our work. We go in to the rehearsal room with ideas and some text and some tasks. We don't go in with a script. We haven't written the show yet. We have some text that will probably get said to the audience in 5 weeks' time. We haven't got all of the text that will get said to the audience in 5 weeks' time. We think we know what the show looks like, but we have had a different idea every day of what the show actually looks like this week. We're realising that our data, our research, our data in this instance is the stories that we've been told and the stories from each country. Both Georgie's company, Malova Adora, and my company, Third Angel, we work a lot with found stories or retelling stories we've been told. What we're trying to do in this project is make one big story to represent the world. That's possibly a futile task, but we're going to have a go anyway. That said, it's been important to us that whilst we start to fictionalise and make fictional connections between the stories we've been given, it's been important to us that we go and corroborate our source material first before we start making stuff up about it. We want to know that the roots are true, I suppose. We got told a great story about the Faroe Islands beating Austria in an important football match because the Faroe Islands doesn't have enough flat land for a football pitch, so they play this international competition match on a beach. Beautiful. The beach bit isn't true, so it's not in the show, which is a shame. We've been concentrating this week and last week on the people in the stories. Even if we're told a story that doesn't feature characters, we are starting to put the people into those stories. We're at the point in making a show where we are asking two fundamental questions. What is the show? And what is the show about? I know we've been talking about this project since 2007, but they are still things that we don't exactly know yet. But the way we get the stories out of it is we set ourselves a really specific task to do with the material we've got to kind of explore it. And so the idea of fulfilling the task kind of gets you over worrying about whether what you're saying is any good or not, because actually you've just got to fulfill the task. So we played a game earlier in the week where we took every story we'd been given that we were still interested in. We got a long list of about 80, and we just had to tell the story in one sentence that begins with the phrase, "There's a place where." You know, and that was a really kind of useful, because you hear a different perspective on the story from someone else you're working with and stuff, and that really boiling something down can really help. So we work that way to get that material out of ourselves.
It's interesting, we had a brief conversation before, that if you overlay the stories that we've got over the cartography that we've got, the voids, the spaces, aren't where you would expect them to be. Mm-hmm. Because you make assumptions, being British, about what British people know about the world, and because we've only done this, although obviously there's an international element to the project and people who have come to see it have not exclusively been from Britain, you do make assumptions about the level of knowledge or ignorance about specific areas of the world, and I could have very clearly, I think, outlined areas that would be, I guess, story deserts, if you like, you know, the kind of empty quarters of the things that we know collectively. And one thing that's been really surprising, actually, even though we haven't got stories from every country, is that those empty quarters, the countries that we've consistently got no stories for, aren't located in the places I would have assumed them to be. You know, the voids are just as likely to be in Europe as they are in kind of Central and Saharan Africa, or, you know, the far-flung, to us, unless, you know, it's not far-flung if you live there, but the remote nations of Oceania. It's been really interesting.
Although we've, apart from today, every other time we've done this, I think we've heard someone say, "Oh, I used to live with someone from there."
Yeah.
I can't tell you anything about it. And it's just that kind of, that level of interest we have in where someone...